Matt Kenseth took the checkered flag at the 2012 Daytona 500. The 39-year-old driver took the number 17 car to victory lane in a green-white checkered finish, his second career win at Daytona. Kenseth says he truly appreciates this victory.
It's always special to win races. It's really hard to win these races, and the older you get and the more you race, you realize how hard it is, and you really, really try to enjoy all those moments.
Kenseth was also the champion in 2009. Now, the race was delayed over 2 hours with 40 laps to go when there was an explosion on the track after Juan Pablo Montoya lost control of his car under yellow, crashed into a jet dryer truck. Jet fuel poured out of the truck and onto the track after the crash. It is spectacular. I'd look it up on YouTube or something like that. Quite the visual. And so go check it out. Portland yesterday officially signed free agent center Joel Prisbilla. The Blazers made room on the 15-man roster by waiving guard Armin Johnson. There was some speculation that Blazers center Greg Oden would be the one waived following yet another knee surgery earlier this month, but the Blazers are hanging on to him, at least for now. Willie Freeman, coach of the North Salem boys basketball team, has been placed on paid administrative leave after he was charged in connection with a drunken driving hit-and-run crash that injured two people. Freeman's removal comes as North Salem plays Redmond on Wednesday in the first round of the OSAA Class 6A playoffs. Kentucky tops the ESPN USA Today Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll for the sixth straight week. Wildcats got all 31 first-place votes to again beat out number 2 Syracuse. Duke, Kansas, and Michigan round out the top five, while North Carolina, Marquette, Missouri, Murray State, and Baylor complete the top 10. We're only a couple of weeks away from Selection Sunday. And finally, L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant has a broken nose. The Lakers say he suffered a nasal fracture on a hard foul by Miami's Dwayne Wade during Sunday's All-Star game in Orlando. Bryant remained in the game and will be further evaluated later today. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.